Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to the Living Lovely podcast. I am your host, Amanda Louise. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about time management and handling online classes. A lot of us have just been forced to transition into online classes, whether you're in college, grad school, high school, everything just kind of stopped and a lot of people were forced online suddenly. So today I'm going to be trying to help you guys transition into the online classes and reduce your stress level about that. I know that that's very different for a lot of people. I've gotten tons of requests to chat on this topic. A lot of you, the guys that have been following me for a while, would know that I've taken online classes in the past. I was already taking an online class this semester and I've taken them over the summer and stuff. So this is still going to be a huge transition for me, and I actually haven't started my online classes for this semester yet because I was on spring break this past week. So I start tomorrow, so I will kind of give you guys an update next week on the pod to let you know how things are going with those, because this will kind of be completely new for a lot of my classes, and I think a lot of things are going to be different, as I've heard from friends at other schools and things like that, so we'll see. But I'm going to be letting you guys in on how I have managed to handle online classes in the past and how you can stick to a schedule and time management and stuff like that. So I'm going to give you all my tips and tricks on all of that. But first, we're going to start off with the highs, the lows, my favorite, and the goal of the week, how we start every episode. So first, we're going to start off with the lows. We'll end on the high. My low for this week, in addition to being locked in the house all week, I have had just a few not so good days, and you guys know that I like to be really like open and honest with you, and I had a lot of big goals for this week. I just wanted to create a lot of content for you guys and just bust a lot out while I had just a free week, and I was just not in the mindset, the mood to make all of that happen. So that was upsetting for me. You know, sometimes you just get in a slump, and it doesn't happen to me often, but I'm sure if you're a girl listening to this, you'll get that, like, sometimes around a certain time of the month you get really moody and upset, and it hasn't ever really affected me drastically until I would say probably the past year or so, not even, maybe like 6 months. And I just get so moody and I get in this depression, which I don't experience any other time. And it's just like really, really not good. So it hit me pretty hard this week, and I was just like, I could not do anything for days. And you guys probably notice if you follow me on Instagram, I was like posting like pretty frequently and on my story and stuff for a while, and then like 2 days I just was MIA, and I was just really having a hard time getting back into it, and I felt bad because a lot of people were tagging me in stories. A lot of really cute story things are going around right now, trying to kind of brighten people's moods, like posting what you're doing during the quarantine that day, and like posting a picture of yourself and like tagging like other like beautiful women and things like that. And of course, it was like the few days that I was just like not feeling it. And so I was so sad because like I didn't reply to any of those. I tried to post a few or just like repost things that you guys tagged me in. But I was just really having a rough few days. And it happens to all of us. I don't want you to think that because I'm all like sunshine and rainbows all the time, that it's not like that all the time. You know, everyone has their days. And this week was one of them for me for sure. But I'm feeling much better like today. And so we're getting out of that slump. My other low is that my graduation was canceled. If you guys don't know, I'm a senior at the University of Connecticut. I'm supposed to be graduating in May. I'm supposed to be walking in May. And our graduation was canceled. And I mean, obviously, you would expect, I'm very upset about that. I mean, that's something that you look forward to like for your whole life. I've worked so, so hard these past 4 years. They have been so, like, such hard years. And so, you know, that's like your light at the end of the tunnel. You know, everyone looks forward to walking and graduation, and that was just kind of ripped away. And I totally think that it had to be done, but it doesn't make it any less hard, obviously. So, our president of the university, I guess, is trying to figure out something for the seniors, something special for us. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that'll mean like a late graduation. Sorry about that. I really hope that it does, because, like I said, that's something you look forward to forever. And even just like decorating your graduation cap. In high school, we weren't allowed to decorate ours. We just had to wear them plain. So, I mean, for like the past 4 years, I've been looking forward to decorating my college one. Like, I have pins saved on Pinterest of like what I wanted to do and everything, and, you know, get graduation pictures. And because I didn't get a lot for high school, I had a hair appointment before my graduation. And so all my friends kind of like took pictures and I wasn't there because I was running late per usual. So I was looking forward to that. And so it's just like, it's sad. But I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. You just gotta, you know, keep looking forward. It's not the end of the world. I'm still gonna get my diploma. But those are definitely two lows of this past week. But we're gonna move on to the highs. Like I said, I have more time. I feel like I could be wrong for content now. I didn't get a bunch done this week, but I feel like when moving on to my classes, I'm hoping that that's going to give me some more time to be home and to create some content and stuff like that. There's nowhere that I need to go that I feel like traveling for me takes up a lot of time. So that is definitely a bonus. I feel like I haven't fully gotten all of that yet because, you know, I had a low week. But hopefully in the upcoming weeks, I'll have more time for that, and that will be like a continuous high. Another high, just because that's kind of, I don't know, not like one that's really necessarily happened yet, but today, so I maybe shouldn't be saying this, I don't want anyone to get mad, but so I have not been like going out anywhere, but Evan and I have still been seeing each other because his parents are both out of work and he's working from home and stuff. So like they're not seeing anyone. So it's just like me and Evan. And I get that we probably still shouldn't be. But for like our families are okay with it. Both of our families are okay with it. And like we're not seeing anyone. So we're just keeping it us two. We have like a really... And this is dumb because I know a lot of people do and it's really not fair, but a lot of like we have like a really hard time when we don't see each other. And especially this week when I was having just like a bad week, he was like the only one that can like pull me out of that. So I was still seeing him and he really, really helped me the other night. And I went over again today. His mom asked me to come over and help make masks to donate to like elderly housing places and hospitals and stuff because they're running low on masks. So we made masks for like hours today. And that was just nice to like get up and do something and, you know, like have a productive day, and that's going to make someone else happy. So that was definitely a high of this week. Moving on to my favorite. I usually like to share things that I can like link for you guys or something that you can go out and do. But because, you know, we're not really doing a lot of shopping and stuff recently, a lot of stores are shutting down and not shipping until like April 21st and things like that. So I did a little thrifting in my mom's like closet, basically. We had like bins of stuff in our basement that we were going through the other day of just like things that we need to get rid of. We haven't looked at in like years. And I found this like old purse of my mom's, and then I was like, she said I could go through her jewelry box because a lot of old styles are coming back into style. And I found like some new pieces. Like I found a nice, there's like this cute purse, a necklace that I'm really excited about, and a ring and stuff. So you guys will be seeing those on my Instagram. But it was like fun to, you know, go thrifting in like my mom's old stuff that she doesn't use anymore. And you guys know me, I'm like addicted to shopping. Shopping is like my happy place. So like I got to do it at home this week. So that is definitely my favorite for this week. Like I said, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram at AmandaLouiseYT, you can look over there. I'm sure I'll be posting bunches of pictures with these things. So moving on to the goal for this week, just to get more content. I had a lot planned for this past week and it just didn't end up going as planned. So getting some more content. I don't want to like put a number on things because I am going to be getting used to my new schedule, and that's the other goal for the week. So just getting used to the schedule, getting some content here and there when I can. Those are the goals for this week, and I hope to accomplish those. So now we're going to move into the main part of the podcast. I think this one will probably be kind of short. I hope you guys don't mind. I should really ask you how long you guys prefer podcasts to be, because sometimes, like, if I ask for questions, like, I either don't get many, or like for the Q&A at the end of the thing, and a lot of you don't really have many topics you want to discuss. But if you do, I will be putting up polls on my Instagram. Please submit them, because I want to talk about what you guys want me to talk about and give you all of my thoughts that I have on that. But I also don't want to be babbling on for an hour if it doesn't need to be an hour. So I guess I want to know what you guys prefer, if you prefer longer or you're okay with like the shorter, about like 30-minute podcasts. Sometimes I like that because if you're driving, you know, you can like maybe get it all in one drive. But I also enjoy the longer ones because you can come back to them. So let me know what you guys prefer. We'll see how long this episode ends up being. We'll just get right into it. So taking control of a new schedule. I know it can be overwhelming. I know that this transition to online can be scary if you've never experienced it before. I'm going to, like I said, be sharing my tips and tricks with you guys about how to stick to a schedule, because I know it can be hard, especially for someone that needs structure. I'm someone that really works well with structure. So this whole thing, I guess I'm not super, super upset that we're going online, because these classes are kicking my butt and I think it'll kind of let me work at my own pace type thing. But obviously I'm sad that like I'm not going back to school and now I'm not like graduating, like I'm graduating, but like we're not having a graduation and stuff. But the structure for me works really well. So I'm gonna let you in on what I think helps me, and hopefully it will help you. So something that really, really helps me, and I've been getting better at this week, is setting up a sleep schedule. So what I've been using to do this is the, I believe it's called the Bedtime app on your phone. Let's see. Yes, Bedtime. So it's under the clock application on your phone, and you can go, it's like the middle thing. There's like world clock, alarm, and then bedtime. And you can set your bedtime and a wake up time. So your phone reminds you every day what time you need to go to bed and then what time you need to wake up. So for me, I am going to try and wake up, and this is, like I said, a try for sure, to wake up every day at 7 a.m. I went to my doctor and he was telling me how important it is to get your body in a schedule and to just go to sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time every single day. It's so good for your body. Your suprachiasmatic nucleus will be so happy. and it's so good for you. So he said to try and get like 8 hours of sleep. So if I want to get 8 hours of sleep, I have to go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 7 a.m., which really is manageable. 11 is late. I am kind of someone who likes to stay up late, but what I've been doing, and maybe not everyone's into this, but it's really not bad for you because it's natural, taking melatonin to kind of ease you into like falling asleep earlier, because I am someone that stays up all night. I kind of need that little bit of help to fall asleep earlier and get on a schedule. So I've been doing that. I ordered the Ollie gummies. I really like them. They taste good, and it's 3 milligrams, which isn't a super high dose, and that's if you take two. So you could always take one if you want to start out lower, and if it's not working, you can always work it up more. But these have been helping me fall asleep a little bit earlier, and I don't find that they make me sleep longer, if that makes sense. Like, I don't find that I can't wake up in the morning because of them, or that's been my experience in the past with melatonin as well. So I have been really tired, and I'll be honest with you, I've been sleeping in still this week because I think that my body just really needs it. Because I never, ever, ever get enough sleep. But starting tomorrow, I'm going to start getting up every day at 7 a.m. I'm going to start going to bed at 11. It's like 10:46 right now. So I might get to bed a little bit later tonight. But in the future, I'm going to make this a priority of mine. So I definitely recommend using this app. And like I said, your phone reminds you when it's like time to get ready for bed. So I think mine reminds me I want to say it starts reminding me like an hour before I need to be in bed, or maybe it's like 30 minutes where it's like, dun, 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 dun. It does like the little lullaby and it's like, okay, like get ready for bed. So you can get in bed on time, which is really nice. So I definitely recommend doing this and just make yourself go to bed. Don't stay up super late, like doing your homework, like just make it a priority to get a good night's sleep every night, because you're going to wake up feeling refreshed and you're just going to be ready for the next day. Another really, really helpful thing for me, because your body gets used to, or like your body relates certain places to certain like moods or like activities. So for me, it is imperative that I have a spot where I only do work. I cannot get work done in my bed. I can't do it. My body relates my bed with sleep, and that is it. I cannot get work done in my bed. I will fall asleep immediately. So I know that not everyone, you know, has like an office space to do it, or maybe even a desk. But even if you like set your like kitchen table or your dining room table up to get work done there, and you only do your work there, you will automatically get in the zone when you're there and you're going to get your work done. Do not do your work in bed. You will not be able to stay on track with it. I mean, if you can, props to you, but I have never been able to do that. And I think that's a lot of people's problems. It's hard to get motivated if you're just sitting in bed. So what I do is when I get up in the morning, I'm going to get up at 7 a.m. because my classes, I'm going to get into this, but I'm going to stick to the schedule they were at. So I have an 8 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if I get up at 7 a.m., I'm going to get up. I'm going to make my bed right away so I can't get back in it. Then I'm going to go downstairs, make my coffee and my Keurig, make a little breakfast, and like have time to like get ready if I want to, which again, I'll be getting into it in a little bit. But have that hour just to like get ready, get up, like we're ready to work. So, yeah, giving yourself that extra time is going to be great, and making your bed will not let you get back in it, and you can set up your space wherever that is that you have a space to do it and get your work done. So your body is going to associate that spot with getting your work done. Okay. Next, I don't know if I'm going to do this every day. Well, let me tell you what it is. I'm getting ahead of myself. My next thing is get ready for the day. For me, when I get ready, and whether that be like getting in like an outfit, it doesn't have to be in jeans. You know, you're not doing to sit at your desk in jeans, but I mean, hey, if that's what makes you feel good, you do it. But even like getting, like changing out of your pajamas, like getting into like different comfy clothes or something, getting ready. If you want to do your makeup, if you want to do your hair, do that. It just, for me anyway, it makes me feel better and it makes me feel like I'm ready to start my day. If I just like sit around in my pajamas all day, I don't want to get anything done. I don't feel ready. I don't feel motivated. But getting up, getting ready, making yourself feel better is going to just motivate you to get so much more done that day. Even if you're not seeing anyone. But actually, I don't know if I'm going to have to like FaceTime into any of these classes, but I think I might have a near heart attack if I do, because I was planning on giving my face a little bit of a break. My face was enjoying the no makeup this week, but maybe that's why my mental health was at an all-time low. I'm really not sure, but it's okay. Moving on. My next thing is put your phone away. And if your phone isn't your distraction, the TV is your distraction, whatever's your distraction, get rid of the distractions. So I like to act like I'm at school when I'm doing this. So I shut my phone off or I put my phone away. Don't even put your phone on the table with you. Out of sight, out of mind. It is a distraction even if it's flipped upside down next to you. I know it sounds crazy, but it is. Get it out of your way. Like I said, out of sight, out of mind. And it will help you focus so much more if you don't have those distractions. If TikTok is not calling your name, if Instagram's not calling your name, if whoever you're texting is not calling your name, you're going to be focused on the task at hand. You're going to get it done. And what I like to do is I shut my phone off so I don't have the distractions. But if, like, say texting for you isn't necessarily a distraction, you want to keep, like, talking to your boyfriend or your friends or whatever, if you have a MacBook, you can still text on your laptop, but you don't have like Instagram and TikTok and all of those things. So it's less of a distraction. So that's what I like to do. I like to just completely get it out of my way, because if my phone is on, I'll be like, oh, well, let me just check that post on Instagram really quick. Like, let me see how this story's doing. If, you know, people responded to it and gave their thoughts on it yet, or let me respond to comments on my post, or like, you know, things like that. It's just a distraction, and it's so much better to just get it out of the way. Like I said, a million times, out of sight, out of mind. It's so helpful. Another thing is to set up you time. So I know that sometimes going to school creates that separation from, like, you know, your schoolwork or your school time and home time. You come back home, obviously you're done with work. So don't let this take up all of your time now, because you're forced to do everything like online and at home and stuff. And I know you're probably like, Amanda, don't worry, I won't let that happen. But it's seriously so important to dedicate you time versus school time. So follow a schedule like I'm going to get into. I'm going to be following my class schedule, how the classes were set up. So I have a little bit of a break in between each class. We need to go to the bathroom, get a snack, whatever, do whatever. But I'm going to sit down for that allotted time, get the work done, and then after that is me time. If I got all of the work done, I'm going to take a break for me. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. If I need to film a video, if I need to upload something, do that. And then maybe set away a few hours later to go back and study again. But it's important to, you know, shut off at some point and be done for the night and just, you know, kind of unwind so you're not up late. Your mind's not still like going crazy over schoolwork and stuff like that. But yeah, you time is very, very important. But it's good to, like I said, dedicate a certain time for that so you don't kind of get them overlapped and, you know, all messy there. So the next thing is to stick to a schedule. And so for this, I have like a few recommendations for things that I do, tools that I use to help me keep on a schedule and keep on track. So as I said, I am going to be sticking to the weekly schedule that my classes were at. And some of you might not have an option. This might just be how it is. Like, your professor is going to go live at the same time your class was at. You're going to sit in and, you know, do whatever. But I know for a lot of the times that I have had online classes, it's not like a strict time schedule. So I don't really know how things are going to go. But if you stick to a time that your class was at already, you can get your work done during that time. You can either read the book, go through the slides, take your notes, do a homework if you need to during that allotted time, and then move to the next class. Or if you had a break, you know, stick to certain times for the classes. So those times are always your work times. You don't like push it off like later, like, oh, I'll just do it later, because then you're just never going to do it and you're going to get behind and it's going to be a struggle. I understand. I've done it. It's not a good thing to get on. So do your classes at the same time every day. But also you can set up time to do a little workout or take your breaks and things like that. So how I kind of manage all of this are using different apps. If you guys like just writing things down on paper more, you can obviously do that as well. But some tools that I love to use are Google Calendar and Planbella. Planbella is actually something that I just downloaded very recently, so I haven't used it a ton yet, but I think that I'm really gonna like it. It popped up as an ad on my Instagram, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna need this for this back to school. So Google Calendar is great because it syncs to all of your devices. So you can go in and put down what time your classes are at. So you stick to those and your phone will give you a notification, or you can set it not to if you don't want it to. But I think it's good to have the notification set. It'll let you know when your class is starting, when your class is ending, when the next one is starting, so on and so forth. So you stick to those time slots and you get your classes done when they were originally doing it anyway. You can also set reminders or tasks so you can check off and stuff. But I usually like to just keep down the schedule of classes on there and when my assignments are due. I usually do this as I'll set, like I said, the classes as like a certain time, but then you can do tasks on Google Calendar. So they're big like boxes, or you can do like an all day event thing. So it shows up as a solid box on top of the day in the calendar. So it stands out. I like to make all of my exams one color. I usually do it yellow. I don't really know why, but maybe because like a yellow pencil and, you know, Scantrons. I don't really know. But I usually do my exams yellow. I'll do like upload assignments orange or whatever. Doesn't matter. And so on and so forth. I'll keep everything the same color, but it's all in the same place. I can see it. You can drag them around if assignment dates get moved. I have a feeling that being online, that probably won't happen a whole ton now because you're not going to have snow days and things like that. But it's really easy. And like I said, it syncs to all your devices. So you can have it on your laptop, your iPad, your phone. If you have all Apple devices, it's great. And you can also send invites to other people. So say when this whole thing is over, if you know it's over by the time you still have school and you want to do like a study date with a friend, you can send them an invite or, you know, for other things not school related in the future. I really, really love Google Calendar. It's super easy to use, and it also syncs to the regular calendar on your phone. So if you don't want to download the Google Calendar, you can still use the calendar app on your phone that like it comes with if you have an iPhone, which is really nice. The other app that I have been using is Planbella, and it's basically like a to-do list. I have it on my iPad, but this also syncs to your phone as well. I believe I should probably triple check that, but I'm almost positive. So this has a spot where you can journal. There's calendars. You can put down events, tasks, notes, all of that kind of stuff. So for this, it is just such, like, so pretty the way that it's laid out. And things for me, if it looks aesthetically pleasing, it's going to make me want to, like, stick to it more, which I know sounds dumb, but whatever gets you to do it, right? So for this, you can put down events. So, like, you can also put down your classes here. You can put down the times. And what I like about this is you can do, like, a to-do list in there. So you put down, like, this homework assignment. It has a little checkbox. You just click it, crosses it out, checks it off. It's really nice, and it's, you know, like a visual thing is great for me. I need checklists to get things done. It makes me feel so much better, so much more productive checking things off. Half the time I put things down there that are like stupid that I already did, like brush your teeth today. Oh, yep, did that, already checked it off. Like, it's just nice to check things off your to-do list. So I really like this app. Like I said, it's really pretty. It, I think, cost $7.99, but like I said, it syncs to everything. You could obviously also do this just in Google Calendar has similar things, and you could just do it on a piece of paper with a pen as well. So doesn't need to be super sophisticated looking. You could use whatever tools you have at home. The next thing is study as if you weren't online. So I know probably a lot of people, I mean, I hate to even like say this, but I mean, being online, you're at home, you don't have a professor watching you necessarily. A lot of people are, a lot of professors are going to still have you probably use like a lockdown browser so that you don't have any other windows open while you're taking exams and stuff. But I mean, people could easily be like, well, I have my book at home, or well, I have my phone and I can search things. My number one tip is just to study as if you weren't taking this online. Study and learn the things as if you were going to go and take it in front of a professor. Cheating is not going to help you learn anything. And I know it's like, you know, really easy to just sit down with your book open and prance, you know, glance over or whatever when you're taking your exams. But like I said, not going to help you learn anything. You're in this to get something out of it. You're paying for your education. It's, I mean, worthless if you were just cheating your way through it. So I definitely recommend just studying for your exams and your quizzes and everything as if you were taking them in class. Another thing is to tell your family what your plan is. Because I know that, I mean, a struggle for me definitely, and I feel like probably for a lot of you as well, is there's a lot of distractions now that, you know, we're all home. If you have siblings, I'm sure your siblings are probably home now, and maybe your siblings are younger than you and don't have school, or maybe your parents are working from home and things like that. It can be hard to maintain your focus and to stay on track if you have people running around and screaming or playing video games in the background and stuff. I get it. It's something that I'm thinking about and I'm stressed about, frankly, but your family should be there to support you and understand that this is something that, you know, is very expensive and you need to put your time and your effort into it. So if you tell your family, like, hey, from this time to this time, I really, really need you guys to be quiet. Just, like, don't talk to me. Leave me alone. Like, we'll talk afterwards. Your family hopefully will understand and take that into consideration and give you the time and the space and the quiet that you need, because that it just, it needs to be that way for you to be able to, you know, get all your work done and on time and things like that. So even if you have siblings maybe that are in college with you but also sent home, maybe set up time with them. Be like, hey, let's plan to get our work done at this time. We'll leave each other alone. No one's gonna be playing video games in the background. No one's gonna be singing, filming videos in the background, you know, and just take that time to get the stuff done. And like I said, let your family know, and hopefully they will be just as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They'll just go along with it and help you out on that. And I kind of already mentioned this, but don't let yourself get off track even once. I don't know if you guys have done this, but for me, in the past, if you skip a class once, you'll do it again. Because you're like, oh, well, I did it before and it's fine. So, like, I can do it again. And this is going to be even more tough now because you're like, oh, it's online. Like, I don't want to get up for my 8 a.m. right now. Like, I'll just do it later. Like, it'll be fine. I'll do it later. You push it off. You're going to do it every other morning. Well, the other morning, I didn't do it at 8 a.m. I did it later on in the day and it was fine. So I'll just do it again. Be strict with yourself. Stay on a schedule. Don't let yourself get off track even once. I mean, if you were like dying in the bed, in your bed, like with the flu or something, okay, fine, but stay on track, because if you don't, you will get off it for good. It's so easy to do. So be tough on yourself. Make sure you get up, stay on the track, on track, because it will be so worth it in the end. And another thing you can do is get a check-in buddy. So like, write your checklist out every morning or the night before, whatever works best for you. And at the end of the day, send it to your check-in buddy and be like, this is all the things that I got done today. I got everything I need to do done. Or, I mean, you're gonna want your checklist to be completely checked off, you know, because they're going to hold you accountable. If half your list didn't get done today, you're going to be like, yo, what's up? You're slacking today. That's not cool, dude. Like, come on, we got to get with it here. So, and if you don't have a check-in buddy, send it to me. DM it to me on Instagram. I will be like, you go, girl. Or, you know, if you're slacking off, I'm going to be like, hey, listen, you got to get better about this, okay? And you don't want anyone to see that you're not doing well. So have your check-in buddy. Send your checklist at the end of the day. I probably won't be posting mine on Instagram, but I think I might make Amy or Evan my check-in buddy. Be like, I got all my stuff done today, okay? And they're going to hold me to it. They are good at holding me accountable for my things. So it's super helpful. If someone else knows you're slacking off, you'll want to do it less. So those are all of my tips and tricks for maintaining your schooling online. I'm probably going to be doing a visual portion to this video. It might be a little bit different. I might have some different tips in it on my channel where I'm going to be showing you guys my apps and actually planning out my classes and maybe showing you behind the scenes of this week while I'm getting into my classes. I wasn't able to film that yet, obviously, because my classes haven't started, but I want to do that and show you guys all the behind the scenes. And maybe after I take some of my classes and I'm still filming the video, I'll have some more tips for you guys. So be sure to follow me on Instagram at Amanda Louise YT, and also subscribe to me on YouTube at Amanda Louise. And yeah, that is it for this week's podcast. I don't have a Q&A for you guys this week. I kind of decided on this topic last minute, but a lot of you had this request and it was just kind of like, help, like, what do I do? So I hope that I answered all of your questions. If I didn't, you can feel free to DM me. I'm trying to get better about checking my DM and getting back to you guys. I get tons and tons and tons of DMs a day, so it's really hard to get to everyone. But even if you just send something nice and I don't respond, chances are I saw it and I just like am crazy busy and don't have time to respond to everyone. But I appreciate every DM you guys send to me and I try to look at them all. I just sometimes don't have time to get back to all of them. So thank you for DMing me. Send your questions if you have them, and I'll also put probably a Q&A up on my Instagram for it. So if you have questions, I'll answer them in the video as well. And hopefully that'll be helpful. Good luck to you guys if you are getting back to schooling this week. And if you're not, you're just chilling out for some more time, enjoy your time to yourself. I hope you're productive in other ways. And we're going to get through this whole crazy time together. We're all in this together and we got this. Stay safe, stay healthy. I love you guys endlessly. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Until the next episode, stay blessed and don't forget to live lovely. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.